This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
John Hancock and Chris Ranji today on KMOX. The Chris and Amy show is from 9 to noon every day now, if you're wondering why we're an hour into the show.
What time it is.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. We are 1 hour in already.
So hard to believe.
Yeah, you got to get up earlier now, like I do. If I got to get up earlier, you got to get up earlier. So 9 to noon every day. Scott Jagow joins us from the KMOX newsroom.
Back. Thank you.
Where were you? Nashville?
Asheville.
North Carolina?
North Carolina, yes.
Why?
Friends, family, that kind of thing. Just a little vacation.
Oh, okay.
And my family actually lives in Charlotte. My parents and my sister live there. So I also got a couple days in Asheville. And yeah, it's still pretty devastated, to be honest, over Hurricane Helene. They say it's going to take years to all the way come back. Obviously, it was so devastating. There's still a lot of downed trees. And the people who live there, spring is a happy time right now for them because they're actually coming out into the world after a winter of, you know, because it was fall when it happened and fall got ruined. And then winter came and, you don't get outside that much. So spring is really sprung in Asheville.
They got quite a bit of tourism there, too.
And they do.
A lot of historic old homes. Did those survive?
A lot of them did, yes. I don't know that any of them didn't. I just know that the arts district was decimated and there were other neighborhoods around that were really hit hard.
What's the plan in terms of rebuilding? Are they going to rebuild where they were? They certainly can't, I would think, not be able to do it exactly the way it was done before.
No,
there have to be more precautions in place.
Sure, and there are little towns around Asheville that were really hard hit and may never come back, to be honest. So it is still a work in progress, but the traffic was pretty heavy, so a lot of people are still going there, and there are lots, you know, there's tons of restaurants and bars and shops. In fact, in Asheville, they have, in the shops, they have bars.
There you go.
So like
in every shop?
Well, not every shop, but if you go to a gift shop, for example, you can sit at the bar and have a drink, or you can take your drink and shop with it, or you can take your drink to go and walk on the streets with it.
Yeah.
I stayed in Brevard, and that town also has the same thing. I walked into this gift shop, and there was a saloon inside of it with the swinging doors and everything, and I sat on a saddle.
Oh,
So, well, there you go.
I am into that.
I know.
You don't want to fall off the saddle drinking like that. That could be painful.
Yeah.
How about Charlotte? Man, that's quite a city, what it's become.
Yeah, I used to live there, and it has boomed out beyond my wildest expectations.
Yeah, my brother's there.
It is Atlanta Junior and has been for some time. Yeah.
That's why whenever they talk about a professional baseball team and major league team, that's one of those cities that always gets mentioned.
Yeah, and they got a soccer team. And so it is, you know, of course, they have the Panthers. It is a banking town. It's a financial town.
Big time. They
kind of destroyed all the culture, or rather character is what I meant to say,
right,
years ago. And so everything's kind of new, and it's so sprawling. The traffic is horrific in Charlotte. It's terrible. Because they built this ring around, you know, it's called 485. It's like our 270.
Right.
But when they built it, there was a guy, I remember I was covering the city for the radio station, and I sat in on this meeting they had, and the guy that they brought in was from Atlanta, and I don't think they knew what he was about to tell them. He goes, "Don't build it. Do not build this. I am telling you, it will be a disaster. You will never recover from doing this." And he was exactly right. So mm-hmm. You built it out so many lanes, and he's like, "That's not going to be enough. You'll need more lanes because the developers will keep building exits."
Yeah.
So there's just exit after exit, just filled with shops and restaurants and bars and traffic, and it never ends. And so this is what you get when you build, you know, that's Charlotte is what you get when developers run roughshod over the town. It's run by developers. The mayor, when I was there, was a developer. They just have no rules.
Well, we're in a different position. We need developers. We need things being developed. But there is a point where it's too much. Like, okay, uncle, we get it.
Yeah.
You know, now this is almost unlivable because there's too much traffic, too many people, and not enough space.
Yeah. I mean, St. Louis traffic is pretty minimal compared to cities like Charlotte Dallas and L.A.
Anytime I hear somebody complain about traffic, and we don't know anybody in this room like that, Amy Marks Kors, when you complain
Amy
about traffic.
Complains about traffic?
Dude.
Really?
Dude. Yes.
I remember when we used to have traffic in this town.
We got no traffic.
And not
traffic,
now.
Traffic in St. Louis is like an extra 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And the only way there's real actual traffic is if there's a massive accident that blocks every single lane and the cars just have to stop. That's it.
Yep.
But there's no rush hour traffic.
That's the same thing you find in Sedalia. I mean, you know, there's a massive... there's no traffic here.
Before I forget... on Asheville, I did go to the greatest, and I mean greatest, donut shop ever.
Wow.
Someone told me about it, and it's called Hole, H-O-L-E, and we were riding on our way to Asheville to see a friend, and we were like, okay, we got to get to this Hole place, but it's like 12:30. It closes at 1. We're going to get the dregs of the day, the stale donuts or whatever. We walk in, and they have 4 flavors. And there's no donuts. And we just had this perplexed look on our faces like, what? And she goes, just order one and we're going to make it for you. And they made the donuts fresh.
Oh.
Oh.
I haven't heard of that.
They have 3 flavors all the time. Almond sesame, cinnamon sugar, and vanilla glaze. And then they have a rotating one. This was blueberry glaze.
Mm.
Holy cow. Mm. They are the best donut. So we had two. We ordered 2 donuts, and they're pretty big. You know, they fluff up like Kroller type, and they're nice and airy. And we were looking at the other donuts that someone else had, and we thought, oh, can we eat 2 more donuts? And so we got the other 2 flavors, and we end up licking the paper that they were on.
Oh, my God.
And they were that
paper
good.
Paper-licking donuts. There's something you don't see every
exactly.
day.
Paper-licking good.
That should be the advertisement. It literally is a hole in the wall, too, this place. I can't imagine what it's like on a weekend, like on a Saturday morning. The line must be down the street.
So how long does it take from conception to birth of this donut?
Very strange way to put it, but it's just a few minutes, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. They have like stuff ready to go in a refrigerator.
So you got the dough.
But I just was astonished at how good they were.
Then they pop it in what, a fryer?
Yeah.
Puffy little donut pups.
Yeah. Anyway, highly recommend going there. You might want to.
You know, we have some great donut shops here. You know, Pharaoh's.
We do.
Pharaoh's,
actually. I really like Pharaoh's.
World's Fair Donuts, I like too.
Yeah. If you get a fresh Pharaoh's right off the.
Old Town.
Donut Drive-In is the best.
Donut Drive-In, I've never been to.
But, you know, they're all kind of different types of donuts. And
yeah.
This is a specific type of donut.
Let me tell you what I don't need. Okay. I don't need bacon on my donuts.
Yeah.
No.
I don't need that crap.
No.
I know you think you're being clever with the bacon on the donut. Stop. Hey, so did you do any roaming? You roamed all over North Carolina.
Did you
roam St. Louis?
I did. I went to the factory, which is out in Chesterfield.
Yeah.
You know, the
God's country.
The district is the name of the bigger development, and Michael Steinberg is the one doing it. He's also doing downtown Chesterfield. He's a really impressive guy. So I spent a few minutes with him at the factory, and then got a tour of the place. Jack White had just played the night before.
Yeah.
So we got some, went into his dressing room where he had just been the night before, and there were still some things left over. He left some signed stuff, and it's designed.
Did you swipe anything?
No. No. My cousin was with me, though. He was in town for a couple of days.
Did he swipe anything?
He didn't swipe anything, but he was very happy to be there. Anyway, it's a very impressive venue because it's designed for the artist. It's not designed for the concert goer, even though Matt says it is a good experience.
I think that the chairs are very comfortable, which is not something you get at a lot of venues. It's spacious. You're not jammed on top of the next guy next to you. I think it's some of the best sounding, it's the best sounding room I've been in a long time. I just loved it. It's very, very modern. Obviously, it's brand new. So
I was there the night it opened.
Were you?
Oh, were you?
Yes, I was. Oh. That's a great
What show was that?
It was a
John played some ragtime.
No, I did not. It was local artists, though. It was the very first night. And
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And, and PJ and I are going to see a show there in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's the way I say it's designed for the artists is they just do little things. Like the dressing rooms are very well appointed and the access to the stage is very simple. You just back up your truck and dump your stuff on the stage. The stage is huge.
Yeah.
But it's not like you have to carry it through hallways, and it's just difficult. You know, some places, right. some venues are just not simple in terms
like,
of that.
So, like some of the older places were just built. They don't think, yeah. they didn't necessarily think things through back then, like, oh, this is going to be difficult to bring in this equipment and do all that. They don't make it simple like that. Now it's, you know, after years of practice, you figure out, oh, wouldn't it be nice to just back up the truck and then open the door and then there's the stage?
And let's not forget the district as a whole. A couple years ago, that place was a ghost town.
It was.
And now it is filled with Four Hands Brewery and Steve's Hot Dogs and High Point Burgers and shops. And just it's still there's a huge outdoor big screen TV.
Yep. They've got event space there and, where you can have parties and different things. It's wonderful.
And Steinberg is a very smart guy. He also the thing that impressed me about him was he does good things with his money. So every show at the factory, there's a cut that goes to nonprofits, to charity. Mm-hmm. And he supports like 200 plus charities through his money. And he constantly is doing more and more in that respect. And he also is an art collector. So there's art everywhere at the factory in the district. Really cool. There's like 100 sculptures at the district. Wow. See if you can find them all. But he has 5,000 pieces of art.
That's a lot of art.
Yeah.
I need to catch a show up. I've still not seen a show there.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, I know. You gotta come.
Oh, and he's...
Plus, you're in Chesterfield. I mean...
Well, that's part of the problem for me. Chesterfield feels like it's 100 miles
New
away
Orleans.
From me.
It's so far. No, it's not that far. What was I going to say about the... Oh, yeah. There's some really cool pieces that he has. So like this Beatles thing, there's a Led Zeppelin poster, the original. It's in the original, and they're like on the tarmac in front of their airplane from 1970-something, and he has the original photo.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's some really neat stuff in there, just in the hallways, in the back where they have the dressing rooms, and just a lot of collectible things that you can see in the front as well. So, yeah.
Three good things?
Three good things. I... don't have my concept down yet.
You're still working on
I'm
it.
I'm still working on
you
it.
You got a chat with Stu Mac?
Yeah, we're talking about hot dogs.
Oh, I love hot dogs.
Randomly. That's did what you, we do, random.
Did you invite Andrew Stolz into the conversation? Because he loves hot dogs.
No. We had Joe Pott, actually. He's a big hot dog guy.
Joe Pott's a big hot dog
yeah.
guy?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, he is. I actually had hot dogs quite a bit when I was in North Carolina because... they're big time there. Carolina dogs, which is chili, slaw, mustard, onion. And they actually make the dogs so that you can eat them with your hands. I don't understand the thing here in St. Louis with chili dogs. When I order a chili dog, they pour the chili all over it so that I can't eat it with my hands. I need a fork. Yeah. So I have to say, I'd like the chili on the side so that I can put it on as I'd like to do. Great. So that I can eat it. As a hot dog.
Yeah.
I don't understand this thing. And so people look at me like I have two heads when I order the chili on the side. And they're like, do you want cheese and onions with that? No, it's going to go on the hot dog. I just don't want you to put it on the hot
dog.
This
is exactly the salad with the dressing on the side people. Except it is much, much less healthy.
Well, yeah.
Have you had the Coney dogs in Detroit?
I've had Coney dogs in Cincinnati.
Okay, different deal.
You ever had a Dodger dog?
I have been
overrated. Disgusting. Dodger dogs
is totally wrong.
Dodger dogs are so dumb.
What's wrong with it?
They're just long and skinny. And what's the point?
I don't know. They're just good.
Dumb.
Hot dog.
Bad.
What's the deal with the Coney?
Oh, that's just magnificent.
But they don't like slather it.
No, it's contained.
It's contained.
Yeah.
That's the word. I like my hot dog chili contained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you got the bun and the Coney guy, he died, you know. And one of the big Coney guys in Detroit, he died in his funeral. They had him in his casket was a bun. And people would come and drop little packets of ketchup.
Okay.
Oh, Mike.
Well, all right.
Well, I was going to say that we went to the Hot Dog World in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hot Dog World. It is...
Hot Dog World?
Well, when you're looking for a hot dog, it's important that the name of the place has hot dog in it, so you know that you're getting hot dogs. Anyway, it was one of those old drive-ins where, you know, you park your car, and they don't do that anymore. But the line was out the door, and I have to say that the hot dogs were very, very good. But
have you had Woofies here in town?
I've heard good things about Woofies.
No.
Woofies dogs, yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
Where?
It's on
Overland.
It's in Overland. It's on, is it Woodson Road?
Yeah.
Yep.
And Page.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's good information because I was going to say there aren't too many hot dog
joints here. I'd like you to report back on Woofies and let me know what you think.
Woofies is good.
How do you spell Woofies?
Well, like with a woof and an E's. yes.
Woofies.
W-U-F-F?
W-O-O-F-I-S.
Woofies. Yeah, dogs.
Woofies. Okay. All right, so three good things. Roaming St. Louis. Chat with Stu Mack all Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, 6:30 to 9:30, plus Hancock and Kelly, I think.
As long as we're up for it. That is Easter Sunday.
Oh, that's true.
But I'll be good at 7.
Tom Ackerman on sports. You know.
All that Sunday good morning. Stuff. 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Can't wait.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.